there are many parts of you. There is this warrior aspect of you that is like, I will protect you. I will, I know what's right. I know what's truth. And then there's this inner child of you that is wounded and small and has not resolved these things. That's where triggers come from, is this inner wounded child that an ego comes out and thinks that it needs to protect you, but really the warrior is going to protect you. The ego is born out of things outside of you that made you feel small so they could feel tall. But there's 10 different places that you may have been triggered and that you might be triggered when we say things like this. As I say that many of us don't know we're in prisons in our mind, that we've handed our trust and power of to other people. So what we're going to talk about may dismiss the things that we have been taught in school, or that a church preacher may have taught you, or what the TV said, or what a parent taught you. And it's, no, we're not saying they're bad, but they were probably ill-informed. And that is where a trigger is born.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're listening to Seeking and Speaking Your Truth podcast. I'm Diane Kaiser, a functional medicine practitioner, holistic health coach, breast implant illness recovery expert, author of Killer Breasts, Non-Toxic Beauty Queen, and founder of the Chi Holistic Health Institute. I'm joined by my co-host, Carmen Hunter, certified health coach, trusted health coach mentor, wellness practitioner educator, and founder of the Institute for Functional Health Coaching. If you are a warrior or leader on a mission to transcend trauma and toxins and transform it into your greatest superpower, you are in the right place. This podcast will help you get right to the source of your symptoms today to get right to work on how do I listen to what my mind, body, and heart are trying to say, and what action should I take now? Because when you do, you heal yourself, you heal others around you, and you heal the whole world. This is the most sacred work you will ever do, facing shadows, smashing fears, walking the messy and magical path back to you and the mission you came here to serve. And we are honored to be your guide. Are you ready? Let's go.
Hey, welcome back, seekers and speakers of truth. Today, we are going to talk about triggers. And no, we're not talking about gun laws, but that is a whole nother topic. However, triggers are something that we set you off on the last episode to, you know, let you know that we were going to cover it in this one. And we think that this is so important, because on the other side of understanding what your triggers are lies your true power. So let's start first with Carmen giving us a definition of what a trigger is in the language of psychology.
Yeah, we're going to be using resources, you guys, and references. We don't claim to be experts on anything we're sharing. So we always like to refer to other outside experts and resources like Psychology Today. So I'm going to read this from their website about what an emotional trigger is. So an emotional trigger is any topic that makes us feel uncomfortable. These emotional triggers are telling us which aspects in our life we might feel frustrated or unsatisfied with. It can vary in each person because we are all struggling with something different. When we can identify what bothers us, we can take action to protect our mental health. So even though we can't avoid all of the situations that may emotionally trigger us, we can take actionable steps to take care of ourselves and develop a strong inner voice to help navigate us through these uncomfortable situations. So as we are talking about, you know, helping you find your inner truth, right? This is a really appropriate topic. Especially because we're going to be touching on quite a few topics, I think, that people may feel triggered by. So I think it's important to touch on what those physical manifestations might be of being triggered, right? So why don't you lay out a couple that you think people may experience when they start listening to us, and I'll lay out a couple of mine, and then we'll talk about how we can help them stay tuned in with us, dialed in with us, so that they can continue to learn and not let those triggers hit that stop button or turn them off from the store of the information that we're sharing with them.
Yeah. Yeah. So the first thing is, you know, what we want you to feel triggered. We're not going to, you know, consciously poke you and work to assault you or put you in pain intentionally. This is just going to happen naturally. As truth seekers and speakers, one of the ways that we get to truth is by facing the lies that we have been fed. And here's where you're going to get triggered the most. When we put our faith into someone or something outside of ourselves, we respect them. We pedestalize. That's the word that I've coined, is we pedestalize others or other institutions or whatever, and we make them tall, and inadvertently we are small. You know, we invest and trust in these things outside of ourselves because, and this is all the conditioning, right? So it is, change is difficult. for us to grasp. For that, I wouldn't say us. Let me paraphrase. Let me clarify what I mean by us. You are made of a part, several parts. You're like a galaxy. You guys have all heard these terms before. But what I mean is that there are many parts of you. There is this warrior aspect of you that is like, I will protect you. I will. I know what's right. I know what's truth. And then there's this inner child of you that is wounded and small and has not resolved these things. That's where triggers come from, is this inner wounded child that an ego comes out and thinks that it needs to protect you, but really the warrior is going to protect you. The ego is born out of things outside of you that made you feel small so they could feel tall. And I'll list out what some of these are. If you guys follow me on Instagram, I mean, soon Carmen and I are going to not be on these social media platforms. I surmise we're going to have places that you guys can join us. But there's 10 different places that you may have been triggered and that you might be triggered when we say things like this. As I say that many of us don't know we're in prisons in our mind, that we've handed our trust and power of to other people. There's 10 P's. Those are our parents, peers, physicians, our partner. Like, I love partner. I don't say boyfriend or husband. I say partner.
Me too.
Yay. And then your position at your job. Pop culture is number 6. The press. Politics, preachers, and the pedagogy. Pedagogy is the over-encompassing school system. So what we're going to talk about may dismiss the things that we have been taught in school, or that a church preacher may have taught you, or what the TV said, or what a parent taught you, and it's going to shake your value structure. You're going to go, are you saying that my parent was a bad person because they told me something that was wrong? No, we're not saying they're bad. But they were probably ill-informed, and that is where a trigger is born.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I want to share this too. And I make no secrets about that. I am a lover of therapy of all kinds. I have definitely run the gamut on therapy and modalities and things like that. And one of the things, and I always refer, and I'm going to call her KK because she's awesome. That's her name, and it's easier for me to say that. But KK was the person that I leaned so heavily on to help me survive, you know, what happened in my marriage a couple of years ago. And one of the things she said to me is, we need to bring you back down to earth. You know, I would go in there so triggered because I was in the middle of so much trauma and so much happening to me that I literally could feel that my adrenal glands just burning in my back. And I would come in and she'd say, I can see that you're triggered. You know, your lid is flipped, right? Your lid of your amygdala is flipped. You cannot think rationally. We need to get you back down to earth. And I was like, I would be like, what do you mean? What do you mean? I wasn't even in my body aware enough that to say I am triggered. Something has got me feeling this way and it's not my fault. So one of the things I want to remove from people is the taking responsibility for not having control over yourself when something happens and you find yourself angry or emotional or whatever it may be. There are several things that physically can happen to us where we, like, again, our adrenal glands can start to burn. We can start to constrict instead of expand. We tighten up, we shake, we get things in our stomach fluttering in our throat. Those are all physical signs of being triggered. And these are the things that we want to share with you because we want you to be aware of, you know, some of the things that we may be talking about. You may start to have some of these so-called symptoms of being triggered or having your lid flipped and you don't even know why. So we want you to be aware of these things because we don't want you to sit through an entire episode of us feeling angry, triggered, tight, and stressed, right? So if you start to feel something in your physical body when you're listening to us, it may be something has been triggered inside of you, like Diane said, from childhood, that you're not even aware of what it is, right? And as she mentioned, it is so important to be able to identify what those triggers are from childhood so that you can get your power back. Right? To get your power back, get back in your body, get your power back and start to make rational decisions and choices based on the things that you're hearing from us. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I, from my perspective, it makes sense. Yeah. And I think that the way I like to describe this and why this is so important is that the way I describe any symptom, suffering, and sickness that we have in our lives is as a result of two things: as toxins and trauma. And the trauma is the unresolved emotions. I call them trapped traumas, hidden hurts. And they're things that we've pushed down because we didn't have the tools to handle the traumas when they were happening before us. And all we could see was red. We were in fight or flight. We were in fear. We were in shame. We were in worry. Those are all of the emotions that bring you into a trigger. Mm-hmm. And when we have these living in our body, they're like parasites that suck the life out of you. And so no matter how many bioidenticals you take, you know, no matter how many adaptogens. No matter, like we talked about in the first episode, how you change your diet or whatever you do to supplement, nothing is going to resolve that as long as that festers inside of you. So that trauma, that trigger is trapped, and we want to help you face it, understand it, speak to it in a different way, and leverage it as a tool instead mm-hmm. of a trauma. So when you have those traumas that are trapped, think about it like that's the dam. Like everything was flowing through you just fine, like the ocean before, you know, humans came along. There was no such thing called dams. We did not trap water with flowing bodies of streams, right? So think about your traumas like this dam that gets built and the waters can no longer flow. They're regulated through this artificial way, manner. And the water now becomes toxins. So toxins trap where there is trauma that has not been resolved. And that is PTSD that traps the poison of toxicity. So what I say is that when we can finally face these traumas and leverage them to support us and to help us with our sovereignty, our freedom, our power, then toxins can flow out of your body. So I know a lot of you have also done a lot of cleanses, a lot of colon cleanses, liver flushes, gallbladder detox protocols. Maybe you've lost even some organs. That is a lot of trauma and trapped toxicity as a result of that. You know, in Chinese medicine, TCM says that anger gets trapped in the liver and fear gets trapped in the kidneys. Mm-hmm. And so those are two big emotions that we're all facing right now. So the more that you can understand that you're not alone with those, that those emotions are there to help you, to support you, to teach you something. And we're here to help you self-parent your inner child that is crying out for help so that you learn how to speak yourself to and through these things when you are triggered. Like you know, Carmen said, we're all go take a deep breath. Sure, but now what? So let's talk about the now what.
Right. And I always like to say, you know, what you resist persists.
Yes.
So you can shove and push and deny and numb and do all of that to these uncomfortable feelings and these things that come up, but they will always, always find you. You know, they're going to come back and they're going to find you. You could push it down for as long as you want, but they show up in disease. They show up in chronic conditions and problems. They show up as cancer. They show up as broken relationships, addictions, you know, all of the things that are uncomfortable and unpleasant about life, right? All of those things that happen around us or to us. Those are usually things that you have pushed away so long and denied about yourself or judged yourself for. And they're demanding your attention. You know, I'm not very good at remembering who says things, and I don't like to take credit for things I didn't create. But you know, there is that thing they say, you know, when you say what you resist persists, or, you know, what you don't face will always come back to you. Those are real truths. Those are truths. So I am that person that likes to say there is no, there's no shame, right? That you shouldn't take on shame or judgment of yourself when something like this happens. You should be looking at it and show gratitude towards those things. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being, you know, brought to me so that I can become aware, which is, I believe, the first step is in facing and not judging yourself is being aware that you're doing it, being aware that you have been triggered, not saying, you know, I want it to go away, but saying, okay, I'm here. I'm uncomfortable. I feel this feeling. It doesn't feel good. It's demanding my attention. And, you know, like I said, like people say, you know, your body will whisper to you. And if you don't pay attention, it will eventually scream, right? And that could be the whisper of, oh, a little bit of a tummy ache or whatever, oh, whatever it is. I'm just going to keep eating this way. And then the next thing you know, you've got full-blown IBS, right? So when your body whispers to you through a trigger, like, oh, this is uncomfortable. I don't like this. Pay attention, become present and aware. Ask what it is trying to tell you so it doesn't turn into the scream of a chronic condition or problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's a formula for that. There's a formula to learn how to sit, because if you go ask your friends or go tell your parents or go tell your children or go tell anybody, I'm so angry, I'm so sad, or I'm so whatever. What is the first thing that they're going to do? They're going to tell you, oh, don't worry. Oh, you know, don't be angry. You know, and that is a huge dismissal of what your intuition is bursting through your skin, trying to speak to you. So please don't disrespect or inferiorate your intuition for trying to come out like this. Like it's so important, like Carmen said, to celebrate it and to welcome it. Just like you would not, you know, if your five-year-old came up to you and was like, mommy, I'm so scared. You wouldn't be like, don't worry. You're like, hey, honey, what's going on? Like you invite this voice and these triggers with questions. Get more curious. It takes being curious and it takes being very courageous to welcome these in, because you're going to hear other people are going to want to parent you. So we want you to take this on yourself, because just learn, look at our whole culture. We've been taught to rescue other people, mm-hmm. and that is unhealthy codependence. So in this case, we want to teach you how to rescue yourself, but not to cover it up, but to face it and sit with it, just like you would a crying child. You know, our culture, our medicine culture teaches us to, even with the supplements or bioidenticals, let's keep fueling the worry with bioidenticals so that you'll burn more out with this extra energy that we give you. This is what most people do. But what's really burning your energy out are these triggers. So let's get into them. Let's start to get into an example. Carmen, can you share an example of perhaps what recently or in the past that you is really potent, triggered you and how you dealt with it?
Yeah, I'm going to share one about my health journey that we shared in the introductory podcast session is when I was on my health journey and I was going to all these doctors and I was just getting to the point where I was so freaking tired of not having answers. I would go into one doctor, they'd say that it was this. I walked out with more pain pill prescriptions, which I never filled because I didn't believe in that. That's just another thing. It's a Band-Aid. It doesn't fix the problem. And I think I was probably on my fourth or fifth endocrinologist, still, you know, trying to manage the Hashimoto's and get things under control. And it was at a very well-known hospital, it was Vanderbilt in Nashville. And I went to some of the best hospitals. I mean, I lived in Atlanta when this whole thing started. I moved to Nashville. And I went in and I remember saying to her, you know, I'm a health coach. I am on a journey to understand where this came from. I have yet to find anyone that can help me besides giving me a pill. And she turned around and she looked at me and I was just explaining to her, I'm looking for a partner in health. I want someone that knows that I can trust myself. I have a lot of education and experience. I can have a conversation with a doctor about this. So talk to me like I'm another, you know, physician. And she turned around and I'll never forget her. And she looked at me and she said, you need to stop looking for the reason and take your prescription for the rest of your life because your thyroid is going to die anyway. It was so harsh. It was so matter of fact. It was so disconnected from what I was trying to do. I literally don't even remember, like, from the second that she said that, and I talk about a trigger. I stood up because I had been dismissed over and over and over again, right? Because you don't start out thinking that anyone's out there to hurt you. But it triggered my dismissal, you know, what had been happening to me. And I literally looked at her and I said, thanks for the death sentence. You don't get to tell me what the rest of my life is going to be like. I will be sure to let everyone know that I've been failed once again by conventional medicine. And I literally left out of there. I remember feeling all of the feels, all of the emotions, all the heat, all the shakiness. My heart was pounding. I mean, I was already dealing with mitral valve prolapse, which my heart went off like that, you know? And so all of the physical sensations were there. I mean, she triggered me like I don't think I'd been triggered in a very long time. So that is one of the stories. Now, if that happens or somebody tries to do, you know, me that way, I'm in my power for the most part. I would probably handle that very differently. And I would say, I can see that this isn't going to be a good fit, you know, and it would do you well to get educated so that you don't harm other people who aren't as educated and experienced and as much of an advocate for themselves as I am. It would be a very different story today. But again, that was like 13 years ago. So yeah, that's my story. So go ahead and share one of yours.
No, I'm going to comment on that first because it's like an exorcism, right? It's like an exorcism of, there's a part of you that whenever we have symptoms and we go ask someone else to, you know, fix us or give us a pill or something, no matter what it is, I think it's another reminder of how we betray our own intuition. Mm-hmm. And so I see like that boiling of like this part of you that's like, no, you will not tell me what to do. See, I told, you know, it's a part that just takes its power back. And I think it's beautiful. It's powerful even for the doctor, possibly. Maybe that doctor will wake up one day. Maybe not. But yeah. I think it's important for us to speak our truth, but I also think it's important to feel it when it shows up and not swallow it back, because really what we're talking about is IBS and a lot of other things becomes, we swallow our emotions and it ends up surfacing as some kind of gut issue. So if you've ever worked with a gut expert and you're just dealing with supplements and labs, and you're not talking about your intuition and your gut feeling and your emotions, then I invite you to work with a team or a practitioner who can help you in all levels, because mm-hmm. that's truly where the transformation happens. in your gut is your power, literally. Like, I studied this when I was a yoga practitioner 10 years ago, became a yoga teacher, is that our chakra system shows us where each one of those energetic centers lives. And your third chakra, the color yellow, is your gut, it's your solar plexus. And so it's like the seat of your energy, where you produce energy, solar panels, it's your gut, right? And that is where your power lives. So if you feel powerless in your life anywhere, there's something in your gut that is wanting to come out. And you can't listen to your gut feeling when you're dismissing it or numbing it out or taking, you know, medications, because there's a lot of toxins in them. So those symptoms are there to help you through something. So my trigger, you know, some of my triggers, I've had a lot actually in medicine, and one of them for me that shows up, and there's actually two, and I'll share both very briefly. My doctor I can't remember which one it was. I think it was the first one when I was searching for an explant doctor to remove my breast implants, I had made my decision, Carmen. I had done all the research that I could to come to my own conclusion where I felt. I went into the surgeon's office, and I'd worked with this guy before, and I went in and I said, this is in Laguna Beach, California. I too have worked with the best of the best. And so we can only speak from experience, because we've seen so much of this where it's undeniably, you know, out there that we need revolution in medicine.
Yeah.
And we need to really speak our emotions and empathy into what leaders need to look like now, instead of just pushing pills as healthy as they might be. So I went into his office and I said, are you trained on explant surgery? Do you know what breast implant illness is? So I went through, I have a whole list of questions. If you guys get my book, Killer Breast, you get all this stuff so that you can go into a doctor's office empowered and know the questions to ask. So I had two pieces of paper and I said, you know, what do you know about breast implant illness? When you go into look in under my breasts and around my breasts, you know, what kind of procedures are you going to be taking to ensure that whatever infection that I might have had or whatever kind of scar tissue gets removed properly? And he's like, oh, breast implant illness is just anecdotal. They haven't proved it in the science. You know, it's not a thing. It's just, you know, a bunch of women who, you know, no one can prove anything. And I had had conversations with him and told him all the symptoms that I'd been experiencing, all the research that I had done, all the women that I had been seeing suffering from the same symptoms. And he looked at me and said that. And I, just like you, Carmen, I've been working a long time with triggers. So this was last May or last February. And I just said, I think it's very shallow of you to not consider your patient's symptoms and to not think beyond the textbooks of what you've been taught medical school, because you guys have been wrong before. And you know what you've been wrong about? You've been wrong that breast implants were safe, because none of them are safe. And someday soon you will discover this, and I will stop referring patients to your office, and I'm not doing any business with you.
Yeah.
So I said my part and I stood firm in it, and it made me feel even more empowered to find a doctor who would listen with their heart to me and partner with me. So thank God I experienced that, because now I get to talk with you guys about how this exists and how to approach it when it does happen. So basically, it's any time I've been dismissed to tell me that what I have done, my research isn't enough, my experience isn't enough, my symptoms are not enough, and that he knew more than me. Anytime anybody dismisses my own intuitive gifts and the decisions that I've made, that's when I get triggered. Mm-hmm. And going deeper than that, when I was a kid and I had a lot of energy and I was running around and I was asking my mom lots of questions because I was curious, a lot of times she'd tell me like, just get out of the kitchen, like go calm down, you know, it's too much. So I grew up with the narrative, the story that I was too much.
Oh my God. Are we one person? I'm serious right now. Are we one person? I mean, I have the trauma, my mom saying to me, enough, Carmen, just enough, calm down. I mean, and I mean, seriously, that just hit me like right in the chest right there, that you went through the same thing that I went through, always being too much for somebody. That still is a trigger today. I'm still the same way sometimes, I think. But that's why I always say, you know, I may not be for you, but I'm for somebody. I'm not for everyone, but I'm for a lot of people. That's something that has been very healing for me. How about you? How have you overcome that?
Yeah, I think that, you know, experiencing myself, what part of me thinks that it's too much right now. And then I also sit and question, okay, if I feel this bully coming in, that's like, oh, you're too much, da 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 da. Really to sit back and go, okay, what our voices are instruments. They're tools for change. And we can literally put spells on our life with the words that we put in motion. So that's why I'm very calculated and cautious and careful and strategic about the words that I choose. I've slowed down a lot since learning that the way we spell things, spelling puts us into a spell, right? So we're putting ourselves into good spells or bad spells, light spells or shadow spells. So for me, when I'm hearing myself say that, I take a pause and I go, what's the intention of what I'm speaking right now? Is my ego trying to like show off, or am I seeking significance? Am I feeling unlovable? Is there a part of me that needs attention for some reason? You know, I go through that series of questions, and then the other side of me goes, or are you really seeking to help someone free themselves from the prison of their own judgment? Mm-hmm. Because as a kid, I wasn't using my ego. I was just curious about life. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's really going inside and going, am I talking too much because I'm just nervous energy?
Yeah.
Or am I really trying to help somebody right now? Or am I doing it from an inferiority complex, or am I doing it from an intuitive inspiration?
Right. Right. Yeah. And I always like to, and I, you know, earlier you had said something that made me want to just say to people that, you know, we're going to talk about boundaries. I think that's going to be our next conversation, is about boundaries, because they tie very tightly in with triggers and what we're talking about, because many times people, you know, will get triggered when someone crosses their boundary, or, you know, gets into their space. And that can trigger them to, you know, to react in a way that isn't, maybe isn't a way that they would normally react. Boundary crossing is a very big trigger. And I am a person, you know, hi, I'm Carmen, and I'm a boundary recovering person here. I've learned boundaries over the last 3 years, but we all tend to break boundaries every now and then. Right. And again, that brings us into the awareness. Am I crossing a boundary where this person can take care of themselves and I'm trying to know better for them? Is that person doing that for me? And is that triggering me to behave in a way towards that person that I normally wouldn't behave in? So I know it kind of sounds like you and I are like walking psychotherapists in ourselves, right? But really what this is for me anyway, is I try to live in the now as much as possible. I try to stay present and grounded as much as I can, because I'm a person that believes that the past doesn't exist anymore. It shouldn't hold power over us. It does, but it shouldn't. And then I also am a person that says the future hasn't even happened. So why are we trying to predict and create stories? And that's going to stir us up, trigger us, make us emotional about something that's never happened. So the best way for me, and I'm just going to share a tip real quick, because we're getting close to our time here, but the best way for me to get a handle on my triggers is to try to be as present as I can and aware of my own reactions within myself, you know? And then that, because you know, as we've discussed, that's the only thing we can control is how do we react. We cannot control what other people do, say, or how they treat us, or what the world is, what's going on around us, but we can control how we react. And the only way that I really find myself able to do that is when I can feel my feet beneath me and I can become present and aware, I then have more control over how I react to the world around me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Anytime that you say, you hurt me, remember what I said in the first episode, look, your finger is a shape of a gun, right? You hurt me. You made me feel that way. You're making me do something I don't want to do. Three fingers are pointing back at you right here. If you're watching this over video, right? So these three fingers pointing back at you are much higher than this one that's pointing to the other person. Take your power back by owning the reaction that you have. It's not you. You didn't, I know your intention was not to hurt me. If you know that their intention was not to hurt you, some people really are just jerks and they don't belong in your life and you should detox those people very quickly.
Yeah.
But the other aspect of this is that I'm going to own this trigger. It's going to teach me something and I'm going to be stronger because of it, and have a great conversation with somebody, including yourself, which is, this reminds me of a time in childhood that this happened. And I remember feeling this and I didn't know what to do with it. And so now I'm seeking ways to, first of all, feel compassion for myself for having these emotions. And I'm also asking you for some compassion and patience with me as I navigate these waters and work with somebody, a coach, a therapist, or somebody who really understands how to help you help yourself. Because there's a lot of therapists out there that do not do that. I've done a lot of therapy myself. And the greatest therapy I've ever received is the therapy I'm still in after 4 years of going through holistic health coaching school to learn how to help other people reclaim the parts of themselves that can help them teach other parts. And so I have a whole 12-step system that I want to share with you guys, which is to help you when you do have a trigger. You know, really what the whole system looks like is just to ask a question, and I'll just briefly share. You ask the question, you know, what is the thought or the belief or the story that you're reacting to? You know, what is this? And then the next question, this is a bit of a Byron Katie start, is this thought, belief, story true? A part of you will think it is, but as long as you have a doorway open, another part of you that logically is like, no, this is not true. Then the next question is, how can you know that it's true if one part of you, the whole part of you is never going to say it's true. There's 90% of our thoughts are self-sabotaging and limiting beliefs, and they're on repeat. Just like Carmen said, for our past, we're keeping it alive with our traumas. You can get rid of these traumas and handle them and work with this 12-step system that I created and these questions, you can start to soften those blows and you won't attract these traumas into your life anymore. It will end. You'll attract people into your life that respect you, love you, care for you the same way that you care for yourself. So it's all outside in. And then how do you react when you believe this thought? Where do you believe this emotion lives inside your body? Where do you feel yourself tighten? Like you said, Carmen, I felt that in my chest. Ironically, mm-hmm. I got breast implants, you know, over my chest.
Yeah.
What, you know, to cover that emotion probably of feeling like I was too much and, you know, blocking my heart, right? I'll block my heart so no one could ever hurt it again with breast implants. And then what age does this emotion feel? What memories attached to it? When or from whom did you learn to react that way to protect you? And then what is your fundamental need that's not being met? Then how does a part of you benefit from owning that belief? This is where most people get stuck. So we can cover all of this in a future episode and like walk people through this. And even in our membership platform, it's a good idea to bring people in to witness them, me taking them through this exercise, this exercise, so that you guys can learn to take your power back through this exercise. Because the last questions are, who would you be without that thought? And what could be possible in your life? It's probably, this is the very thing that's blocking you from life that you want. And then what thought, belief, or story can you replace it with? Mm-hmm. So it's a whole system that walks you through the trigger, where it came from, who taught you to react that way, and then how to replace it with a new thought, a new framework of being, so that this is all your power. This is all within your reach. Yeah. And then when you see other people in your life that respond to you with respect, then that's the proof that you have now learned self-respect because you're owning your triggers as awareness and as power.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. And you know, after that appointment with that endocrinologist, and as I was building my health coaching business, one of the things that I ended up doing to get my power back or to be more prepared is I created, you know, how to have a successful doctor's appointment. And because I had done so much homework on, you know, when's the best time to go? How do you interview a doctor? What's the front desk, you know, like? How do you get your records? Are they timely in that? Are they taking 6 weeks when it should take 2 to get back with you with labs? Like all of these questions. So I started keeping notes of that and created a literal template of my life in a doctor's, how to have a successful doctor's appointment. You know, basically you put it on your computer and you update it when things change. Did your medication change? Did your supplements change? And when you fill that out and you walk into a doctor's office, you know, I've even been so bold as to send it to the person ahead of time and say, please make sure the doctors have 5 minutes to review this before I come. I'd like to make the best use of my time. I realize that their time is limited. This will help us to avoid them asking me questions that might trigger me to react. You know, have you done this? Have you done this? Have you tried this? I got so tired of those questions.
Yes.
That I had to create a solution for myself. So I didn't waste, you know, 13 minutes of time saying yes, yes, no, no, yes, no, yes, no, I've done this, this, this. Instead it was here. These are the things that I've done. These are the things that I'm using. This is how I eat. This is how I sleep. Let's spend the next, you know, 12 minutes coming up with a partnered solution to this, right? Mm. So, you know, for me, that was just another way for me to get my power back. But now, you know, I share that with clients. I give it to my coaches to use with their clients. We have to start taking more control over those appointments and those, you know, with our practitioners and doctors also. We have to make sure that we're walking in and the only difference between them and us is a little bit more education. And I say a little bit because a lot of coaches, especially health coaches, know more than they do, right? In regards to food and lifestyle, but they're putting a white coat on. It means nothing, right? I could walk in a doctor's coat. Is that going to make them nervous about their blood pressure or whatever? You know, let's get our power back from that as well. I think that that's important. We're going to be talking about that as we go along, but boundaries will be next, right? Because that's an important piece. Yeah.
Yes. God, I love just even as your co-host, like, thank you for that work, Carmen, because even as a coach myself, I like to have that stuff ready before so I could do the research. You know, I've thought about that and I've created my own tools to help people so they don't, I hate repeating myself. That's one of the things I hate doing. Especially when you've done so many things, you're like, yes, 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 yes. And then the time's up and then you're gone. And like the last thing that, oh, I don't know. I only have a minute left. Here's a drug. And you're like, eh. So I think that you guys, even I'm a co-host of this, but I'm just going to toot my own horn that I think it's so powerful what Carmen has just said to help you with your appointment. I haven't even done something like that. And I just want to thank you, Carmen, in front of everybody else for having paved that and supported us so that life could be easier. And so is that something that we can share in the membership platform?
Yes. Yeah, it will be there. Absolutely. And, you know, again, and for coaches as well. So, you know, at the Institute, what I teach coaches is everything that I learned as a patient, client, and coach. So, you know, like all the tools you're sharing, the 12 steps and the prison bars and all of those things, these are all valuable things. Some of the things that I've done and shared are going to be valuable for people. Some of them they're not going to resonate with. Some of the things you're sharing, people are going to be like, oh my gosh, yes. And some people are going to be like, whoa, that's too deep. Whatever it is. We have a beautiful balance, I think, of things that are going to be able to help people no matter where they are, who they are, or what they've been through. And that's the goal here, is to give you guys a well-rounded, you know, approach to being an advocate for yourself. And again, once again, we've talked about this briefly, but to stop looking outside of yourself. We're not going to give you the answers. We're going to give you tools to find the answers for yourself. It's really all about inquiry, investigating, finding out what feels right and true to you. And us just kind of going, here you go. Here's some tools for your toolbox. And I use the toolbox all the time. I'm like, think about it as an old wooden toolbox. It's empty. And everything that we share with you that feels right to you or resonates with you, take that and put it in your box and then use it for yourself and share it with the people you love and teach them how to build their own toolbox as well. Right. So, so much valuable information to share with people from so many different perspectives, because we've both been the patient, we've both been the client, and now we are both the coach. So we have I think we've got a very unique approach to how we're going to be able to help people moving forward in many different ways.
Operation Warp Speed. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean,
in a healthy way.
Yeah. In a healthy, non-toxic way, in a root cause resolve way. You know, Carmen and I have been at this for decades, literally, like between the two of us, it's like probably 50 years at this point.
I know. Right. And it doesn't come in a needle. So there you go. Right.
Yeah. No. And I wanted to add one more thing before we go, is that I imagine the toolbox too, is that some of these, I don't think it's totally an empty toolbox. I think that some of these tools that you already have these tools within you, but they're just surrounded with cobwebs and dust.
They fell out. They're in the garage somewhere and you got to dig them out of the box, right?
Yeah.
And put them back where they belong.
Yeah. They're just abandoned. I think that all of us who are here are really just, you know, we all fell off a wall at some point. That was like our trigger to wake up. That was our wake up call. We shattered into a million pieces and now we've spent much of our life trying to resolve and pick up all the parts and put ourselves back together again. So we're here to help you to become your own Humpty Dumpty assembler, to put all your parts back together again, to reclaim parts of yourself that you want to own, to love every part, to love every story, to love every incident that's ever happened for you in your life, because it's all added to all of the summary of who you are now, and it led you here. Yeah. So once you can do that, then it's like in kintsugi, that's what they say, is just think about you like a pot. Kintsugi is that a pot is more beautiful for having been broken. And you are with what you learn in this episode and what you learn in future episodes, you are learning how to be that glue to put yourself back together again. And in kintsugi, it's gold. So it's more valuable. They can sell it for more, this pot that's been broken and reassembled with gold, because it has experienced life and it's been resilient and now it has more character. So you're not broken in a bad way. You can reclaim your parts. And because of that, you're more valuable. And hopefully some of your symptoms will resolve from it too. So yeah, this is why triggers are important. Tap, right? Triggers bring us to awareness, bring you to your power.
Yep. 100%.
Tap, awesome. Tap out.
All right. Yeah. And this won't be the last time we talk about triggers. All of this stuff is going to cumulatively grow together. And we're going to continue to return to these things and answer questions as we receive them and get deeper on some of these topics. And I think I also want to share this real quick and just say that, you know, we're going to do some Q&As. I think we're going to be asking for people to send in their questions based on topics we discuss so we can speak directly to you. We don't want to be a bunch of talking heads. We want to have a conversation with you all as well as each other. And the only way that we're going to be able to do that is for you guys to share your biggest concerns and needs for us to have those questions and have some days where we actually speak to your needs and your questions. So look forward to that as well.
Carmen, thanks for bringing that up, because seriously, we want to hear from you.
Yep.
It brings us so much joy to be a part of your awakening. And that's why we're doing this. So if you're quiet, you're not giving us a purpose.
Yeah.
Speak up, right?
Right.
Speakers and seekers of truth. And you can only get there when you have a curious mind, because you can't get to the truth if you're not asking questions.
That's the truth right there. All right. Well, thanks, Diane. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Carmen. We'll see you guys next episode. And be sure to share this with your friends if it empowered you.
Yes. See you later. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If this episode moved you and you're seeking community, courage, and clarity to help you take massive action now toward health, happiness, and freedom, we'd like to invite you to join our Transformation Tribe. Just go to DianeKaiser.com or CarmenHunterHealth.com and click on Truth Tribe to join us, where you'll be reminded daily that your life has purpose, your story has significance, your dreams count, your voice matters, and you were born to make an impact. You've struggled long enough. The war is won. Your solutions are here. It's time to unlearn the lies, untether the prison bars, and unleash your sovereign soul so you can finally be free. See you in the group, Truth Seekers and Speakers, and remember, your intuition is your light, and truth always wins.